Bullying has quickly become a nationwide concern. Recently, community members have started discussing the topic. A lot of questions get brought up when it comes to this issue. First off, what is bullying? Bullying can be defined as intentional aggressive behavior, ranging from talking behind someone's back to repeated physical violence. A lot of bullying in schools stems from the environment the bully was raised in, self-esteem levels, and sometimes a lack of morals factor in as well. When facing the problems bullying creates, people seem to have different standpoints. Many people do their best to prevent bullying. However, some adults believe getting teased and bullied as a kid is a part of growing up in preparation for the real world. The question I have, where does this real world start? And how can it be so bad that getting bullied as a youth is good preparation for it? I am keen on the fact that the adult world isn't perfect, requiring toughness and thick skin. But no one should have to go through bullying and then get told it's a part of growing up. I know many people who have dealt with the hardships of getting bullied. Elementary on through middle school, and even in the early years of high school, it's a problem. I've seen harmful bullying enough to know that it affects people deeper than many even realize. Some things I think parents, teachers, and other kids should realize is kids always feel better with some kind of security blanket. They need to know that there is always help for them. When a child is being repeatedly harassed, they will naturally start drawing inward, enclosing themselves in their own world. Sometimes turning to harmful things such as cutting to cope. As a community, to help stand up to bullying, let children know that they're not alone, that there is always help for them from faculty members at the school, counselors, and parents alike. Bullied kids and the bullies themselves need to know that many people have gone through the same situations and have made it out okay, with support and help from adults who know what to do. So if you see an act of bullying taking place, stand up and do something. Never be ashamed to stand up for the underdog.
Bullying is everywhere. Sure, you can still see it in the playground, but most likely you're not. You'll find it on Facebook. Maybe that's why everyone's talking about it. Bullying has been around forever, but I don't think people have actually been noticing it much. If bullying has been around for so long, why has there all of a sudden been a spark in the interest and concern of bullying? What has changed? There has been a dangerous and serious change with bullying. The way people bully each other has changed drastically. Instead of bullying someone face-to-face, people are bullying each other by writing. In other words, cyberbullying. Cyberbullying makes it possible for people to insult someone without them being able to see the other's reactions. One might be afraid to insult someone face-to-face, but writing it is much easier for them. I've heard the saying, all compliments should be written and all criticisms should be communicated face to face. Good news should be public. Bad news should be private. Harsh and degrading things that are said can sometimes be blown off, but if it's written, it can always come back again and be seen by someone else. Many stories about cyberbullying have to do with a chat room or social networking website, like I said, Facebook or MySpace. There's nothing wrong with these sites, but I do have to admit that they are very dangerous. Cyberbullying has become a life-threatening issue. I hope it can be prevented, but I honestly don't think it can. The internet is a powerful place, and when dangerous and cruel people get a hold of it, there's no stopping them. Another reason I think bullying has started catching people's attention is because of the number of deaths caused by bullying. As the years have passed, I've heard about deaths due to bullying more often. People are killing themselves and others because of being bullied. Kids are usually the main victims of bullying. Kids have become cruel with the ways of bullying someone. When I was younger, bullying meant pushing someone on the playground or making fun of someone. But as I've gotten older, bullying has changed. Kids are calling each other more degrading names and much more. My dad has told me many of times that when he was a kid, high school kids were never like this. He says, yes, there was bullying, but nothing like it is today. Bullying has become a very dangerous and serious problem in our society today. Bullying has become life-threatening for some, and I understand why people are concerned and want something to be changed. I don't know if anyone can do much about bullying, but I think someone should keep trying.